beach weather is still months away. But businesses along the New Jersey coast are already looking to fill summer jobs, including more than 400 at this Boardwalk Fun Zone.
If we don't have the employees, unfortunately, like we had to do last year, we had to shorten our hours. So a lot of the guests that wanted to come, we couldn't stay open the whole time that we usually do. So a lot of guests were disappointed in that. So we're hoping we can go back to our regular operating hours. We just need to have those employees to fill those long days.
Nearby restaurants are also looking for more help.
Normally, we'd wait till April or May to start hiring for the summer. We're starting now.
At the Robinson Ale House, they've raised their starting salaries to $15 an hour, well above the state's minimum wage. Places that rely on tourism, like here on the Jersey Shore, really have struggled. But labor shortages are a factor nationwide across retail and service industries. Many businesses that have been dealing with supply chain issues, forcing them to raise prices, are also now having to raise wages. Big chains like Macy's Department Store have cut operating hours. Others are getting creative, offering bonuses, or in the case of this pizza delivery chain, cash incentives for customers who pick up their own orders. Some states have even deployed the National Guard in response to healthcare worker shortages. Experts blame fewer childcare options for working parents and generous government benefits during the pandemic for the problem.
I think those jobs have become a lot more unpleasant. We've also given people a lot of money. They're not still getting money, but they certainly got a lot of money over the last couple of years. So they have less need to work. And also they have more options.
Others say the pandemic led many people to rethink how work fits into their lives and to question whether jobs involving long hours and low pay are really worth it. Industry groups, including the National Retail Federation, are pushing the government to authorize more work visas for immigrants to make up for the shortages.
For every worker looking for a job, there is almost two jobs open that they can choose from. So that's really putting a strain on our members for sure.
With the pandemic and its special unemployment benefits beginning to fade away, they're hoping to bring back the workers and the fun before the summer tourism season really heats up. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, Seaside Heights, New Jersey.